Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Christmas, you filthy animals. My name is Jason Robbins.
My name is Derek Diamond.
And my name is Wally Phelps.
And we are back for this, our monthly Patreon commentary track. And this one's a little special.
That's a way of putting it.
I'm not prepared for this at all. It's too early in the morning for this foolishness. But this year, we are doing the Star Wars Holiday Special. That came out in 1978. It is on YouTube, and the one we're watching is the Star Wars Holiday Special with no commercials from, and the page is called Star Wars Coffee. So if you want to follow along with us, that's where we're at. And gentlemen, first let's start off. Derek, how you doing this morning?
Good. In the full swing of things for the holiday season. I've got my last week of work coming up for the year, so things awesome. Have been really busy, but excited to, despite what we're watching, I'm excited to be here with you two gentlemen.
Yeah, I think I have like 7 full working days left before my vacation, and I cannot wait.
The 7 longest days ever.
Oh, yeah. What about you, Wally? How are you doing this Christmas season?
Not great. Never feels like Christmas because I don't get any kind of time off other than the day of, and in fact, I don't get paid if I don't stay the entire day, the day before and after.
Jeez.
So
you work for Hitler? Who are you working? Who's your boss?
I cannot tell you that, but it's been this way ever since I started working there, and in the almost 20 years that I've been there, it never ceases to make me feel like a number. You know, it's like, oh well.
That's wonderful. Hopefully your bosses will be visited by 3 ghosts in the night.
I hope so, because I remember, okay, this is a little bit of a tangent, but a friend of mine who works in the home office actually told me, oh, I was in the elevator with the CEO's private chef, and everything after that was a blur, because I'm like, what?
Private chef. Good Lord. Ah, oh, man.
All I wanted was some Wendy's, and I've had to think about it. You know, it's... Wow.
Wow. Well, all right, Jesus. It is the Christmas season. We're doing this a little earlier in the month, so we can get the patrons their week or two with it, and then I'll release it for the public. Right around Christmas, so everybody can enjoy this turd sandwich along with the rest of us. So
this is, I would like to take full responsibility for this, because the thing is that, you know, they keep on threatening this. You know, Jason and Derek would both discuss it over and over again. And when it came time to actually do the commentary, they're like, you know what? Let's give Wally the deciding vote. And I'm saying, we're watching it because he keeps talking about it. We're going to have to do it eventually. Let's get it out of the way.
Yeah, let's just do it. Get it out of the way and top this year off with this piece of crap.
But rip the Band-Aid off.
We're at the
2020
zero
of holiday specials.
Yeah. Once again, we just go to YouTube, type in Star Wars Holiday Special, no commercials. This is from a user called Star Wars Coffee. And we're watching their copy of it. It says, full Star Wars Holiday Special, 1978, full, and in parentheses, no commercials. So here we go. Gentlemen, are we ready to do the countdown?
Not really.
Yes.
All right. Deep breaths, everybody. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, and go.
Okay. A really loud, obnoxious logo.
Yeah.
I like that logo, though.
Yeah, it's nice. Oh, this is ripped straight off of a VHS tape. This is terrible.
as it should be.
I have to turn it down. This stuff is loud.
Yeah.
The sound is very poor quality.
It's very tinny. But hey, if we're going to watch a piece of crap, may as well look and sound like crap, too.
It is
nice to see Han and Chewie, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, it kind of starts off promising because, you know, you get the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon, which isn't really the cockpit. It's more like a, I think they put it together with cardboard and duct tape, put a few lights in there.
They got it from Wish.
Yeah, it's the Wish Millennium Falcon, the Timu Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
Correct, yes.
But it's like, all right, we got to get Chewie home. Who knew Chewie was an absentee father? So let's get him home for Christmas.
This version of the Millennium Falcon is called the Century Pigeon. Oh, look at that haircut.
With the most makeup ever. Who doesn't want to be here?
You know, this was done
who's
right.
Who's just here for a paycheck.
Right after his
who
accident.
Who is technically not here.
You know, people always say that, like, he had an accident and had to have his face reconstructed before Empire. Like, all he did was break his nose and had to have a nose job.
I was focused more on just his god-awful haircut.
Yeah, I think that was a wig.
The Dark Lord.
Itchy.
My God.
My jockstrap. Itchy.
It's the itchy and scratchy.
My shorts, lumpy.
His son, cancer lumpy.
His son, it's no. B. Arthur.
Why did he call her Beatrice? She never went by Beatrice.
And some guy.
She has a long-running feud. She has white moss on her head.
Jefferson Starship.
In the Money for Nothing video.
And Harvey Korman lowering himself to be in this turd.
And the one good part of the
special. Finally, Nelvana coming in to save the day with their animation.
Could you imagine just like the anticipation for this? And then when people see it, you're just like, what the hell did I just
watch? I know. I wish I could see people's reactions to this thing when it came on TV.
You know, and it didn't even win its time slot.
Yeah.
Neither of them, because it was 2 hours long. The first hour was up against the Love Boat, and they lost. And the second hour was up against something else, and it lost that, too.
And wasn't it even a rerun of the Love Boat?
Yeah, it was a rerun of the Love Boat.
Okay, everybody people that's never seen this and you're watching this with us, the next 15 minutes is nothing but this.
No subtitles.
None.
That is not a... Don't adjust your sets.
This is the first time I've seen it since Wally gifted me a VHS of this back in like 2002.
Could you imagine? This is as if they made a Sims movie and they all just spoke Simlish the whole time.
So what were they thinking with not putting subtitles?
It was George Lucas's idea. It really was.
It's like Uncle George.
Oh, they could make Wookiee costumes for this, but they couldn't do it for Return of the Jedi?
No.
No, instead we got the Muppets. I mean, Ewoks. All Jedi had was a bunch of Muppets.
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to eat anything a Wookiee makes because you know it's going to have hair in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You stay away from those macaroons, you little shit.
Could you imagine like a Wookiee restaurant?
Oh, Jesus. It would get shut down.
They all cooked in the nude.
Oh, you made me hit my microphone. Sorry.
Chewbacca's wife looks like Michael J. Fox and Teen Wolf. I bet she has some baller game.
I'm never going to be able to unsee that. Hopefully I never have to watch this again, but if I ever do, I will think of that from now on.
That's a long... I'm going to jump. I hate jumping. This family.
I need to get out of this movie.
Abort, abort, abort.
I'm in the holiday special. Somebody help me.
No!
I'm gonna do it.
I swear I'm going to do it. Oh, God, walk that's terrible green screen.
Yeah.
Special effects. This is the Star Wars.
Itchy's got dementia. Just give him a toy to play with.
There should have been a post-credit scene for this. With just like a 30-second shot of him just playing with that thing. Would have been the second best part of this special.
I mean, what is
And she hits him over the head with it! Oh, I'm sorry.
By God, he is broken in half.
In half.
This is, dude, how long has this been
Chewbacca
going on
is my
now?
Co-pilot.
We're 7 minutes in, and we haven't had any actual dialogue for like 5 minutes.
We have, just not dialogue we understand.
Remember me.
I will remember you.
Is that the flux capacitor? What is that?
Yes. It kind of looks like it.
That frame is the flux capacitor.
I got to use this flux capacitor, go back in time and stop this turd from being made.
The espresso machine's working.
Not even espresso can save us from
this. Is
this
where he does
special.
the virtual sex or whatever?
I think that's way later.
Okay.
Yeah, what's his name? Art Carney comes in and gives him porn, so.
Yeah, if I was a little kid and I was watching this when it came out, I would have been done by this point.
Yeah, same.
I can just hear my parents now going, "What the actual hell are we watching?"
I can't remember if it was 2018 or 19 was the first time that I watched this in its entirety.
Oh, it's been easily over 20 years for me.
Yeah. Cirque du Soleil presents Satan!
I mean, did they just have some extra costumes hanging around in the workshop? And they're like, we need to use these for something.
Perhaps.
Like, okay, well, now what do we do?
Dance.
Finding Nemo live on stage.
What?
Featuring Epcot sounds.
Like, what does this have to do with anything?
For real, like...
Does this not scream Star Wars?
That screams something. I don't think it's Star Wars, but it screams something.
It screams Fever Dream is what it screams.
Like, you know, I know that variety shows were a huge deal back in these days. But normally it's like on the face value of, hey, we're going to do a bunch of performances in front of a live crowd. No, this is all in the context of, this is Star Wars.
It's Star Wars. People will watch it.
I mean, they watched this before they put it out, right?
Probably begrudgingly, yes.
All right, we are 10 minutes, 20 seconds in, and we still haven't had any dialogue in 8 minutes.
Somebody had to know that this was a pile of shit.
Yeah, George Lucas anyway. Did.
Oh, well, you know, yeah, it may not have turned out that great, but we thought people would just say they might like it.
That's why he tried to bury it.
You know, that's one thing. I actually tried to research that, and no one can tell you where he ever said that. It's just been passed down from nerd to nerd.
Yeah, we know George Lucas. If he liked this, it would have been put out on DVD, Blu-ray, had 18 different versions.
The animated segment is on DVD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they put it on the Blu-ray for the when they released the. It was before the
complete
the sequel
saga.
Came out.
Yeah,
yeah.
That one.
Yeah. Because that was the first time I had watched that segment.
This is insane.
I feel like I've lost my goddamn mind.
We totally should have had some mushrooms before we watched this.
I feel like I'm on mushrooms.
You're not. Not.
Still back there playing with his damn X-Wing.
ColecoVision, now in stores.
I'm going to play some Pac-Man.
Are you hacking into NORAD again? That's weird.
Womp.
That's the same message I get every day.
Hey, we're watching WHIO TV Channel 7.
And Dalton.
In
Dayton?
Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, I thought it was Dayton, but, you know, it said Dalton.
What's this?
Ah!
Hey!
Who is that?
You really can't tell.
It looks like Luke Skywalker done by AI.
It really does. Even his X-Wing suit looks kind of cheap.
Hi, I'm Mark Hamill, and I'm contractually obligated to be here.
I will take my check now, thank you.
Okay, so it was a good 13 minutes before we got any dialogue from anything understandable.
It only felt like 12.
No. When did you start speaking this language?
Yeah, he doesn't understand Kashyyyk. Or Wookiees, or whatever it's called. Oh my
He really
gosh.
Does look like he's saying, "Hi, I'm Mark Hamill, and I'm contractually obligated to be here."
We're doing everything in one take. That's all you get.
Yep.
This is the smoking section. It's fine.
I was just working on my bong here.
The world's most technologically advanced one.
R2's like, "Man, you take a hit of this, you might actually enjoy this."
Did they empty the bottle of mascara on him?
Yes.
Yeah, and then they went and bought more and put that on him.
That's creepy.
No, please, God, no.
All due respect to Mark Hamill. Ow.
R2's like, "We're going to smoke this bitch up."
Suck it, Snoop Dogg.
That was $135 worth of fish we just burned through.
Whoever uploaded this should have totally dubbed Afro Man's because I got high during that little section.
Hey, is that Tron? 666.
Oh, no.
The mark of the Wookiee.
Standing by.
Good Lord. This is like...
They're getting on AOL.
They have 25 free hours.
Meanwhile, in a different TV show.
Oh, that's Darth Vader. Never mind.
The young J.K. Simmons.
That is a flavor saver right there.
Yep. What? Sorry, I don't get paid enough for this.
Hi, I'm Art Carney. Remember me from the Honeymooners?
I used to be funny.
Hey, Ralphie boy. A what?
Wall screen customer.
We are 18 minutes in, and we've barely left Kashyyyk. At least the Boba Fett part's good.
Yeah. How much longer till we get there?
A couple of hours.
Oh no.
Has got some killer bifocals.
It's kind of like they sat around and were just like, how do we make Star Wars as boring as possible?
The inspiration behind such shows as The Mandalorian and Andor on what not to do.
I'm going to read all my lines off the paper here because I'm not memorizing this crap.
Interior shot up. Oh, actually, I wasn't supposed to say that.
Laser outlet? That doesn't sound safe.
It's like sticking a fork in a power outlet.
Why don't you bend over? And I'll shove it straight up your ass.
Now I'm here talking to myself. That's chaos there.
And this is where the monologue's supposed to happen. Hey, Star Destroyers.
Hey, it's Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Using this technique, you can make me say anything I want.
Hey, everybody. We had some leftover footage from the movie. Let's just put it in here and change the dialogue, because you can't see his mouth moving anyway.
Since it's been so long since we checked on our Wookiee friends.
We're back to Kashyyyk again. Oh my god.
What are they making?
Wookiee cookies.
Wookiee cookies. Which they serve at Disney World.
Do they?
Yeah.
Really?
They're sugar cookies with cream in the middle with a chocolate bandolier across them.
Huh.
Yeah, I have a Star Wars cookbook with Wookiee cookies.
As a little side story, when we were debating on whether or not we were going to do this, I was in Hobby Lobby and found a Star Wars Life Day cookbook.
Yeah, like, I've seen those.
I'm like, well, I think that's a sign that we have to do it.
Oh, okay. It's the surprise is the Bantha. You know, this TV isn't far off from how our TVs look today.
No?
Yeah, true.
While he's going through the whip and spur, I'm going to run to the bathroom.
I like how he says, the tenderest part of the Bantha, the loin, and then smells it. ew.
Oh, the loin. Seems like it should be right out of Spaceballs.
Yeah.
Like, even though it's actually in Star Wars, I feel like it's Spaceballs.
Yeah. She is chopping the hell out of that Bantha.
We ain't found shit.
Merchandising.
Radar about to be jammed.
Only one. Can we watch that? That's a better movie.
Yeah, that's a much better movie. God, I miss John Candy.
I'm a Mog. Half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend.
I am your father's, brother's, nephew's, cousin's former roommate. Well, what does that make us? Absolutely nothing.
Calibrantrum root. We're watching a freaking cooking show in Star Wars. That's what we're doing, guys.
Oh, you know, we could be watching, you know, Han and Chewie outrun some Star Destroyers. We could see, you know, Luke finding out more about the Jedi. But no, we got this instead.
And we whip and we nay-nay.
Watch me whip. Watch me nay nay. It's just, if you're sitting around and you're trying to figure out ideas for what you can do for a Star Wars special,
this is not it.
How is this interesting? Like, really? Anything I just named would have been better.
I don't know. This is a top five idea for me.
Top five bad idea or good idea?
Oh, I thought, I mean, you know, it could go either way.
Out of all the ideas in Star Wars, this is definitely one of them.
This has gone on for way too long.
And where'd the third arm come from?
What? Beat? What? What is happening? How?
This is like borderline inappropriate for network television.
How did they make this and be like, yeah, this is good. Let's put this out.
I should just put the song Maniac over this. She's a maniac.
Were we
making her food?
Were we so starved for entertainment in the 70s that this passed as entertainment?
I do not believe so, no.
We're not even half an hour in yet.
Oh my God, are you serious?
We're at 25 minutes and 18
Jesus.
Seconds.
Jesus. I mean, I love Uncle George. He gave us one of the greatest things ever made with the Star Wars universe. But I want to punch him in the balls for this.
Just one good punch. Oh, thank God, something interesting.
Hey, we stock footage from Star Wars.
Here, I'll outmaneuver him by listing lazily to the left.
Yes.
Oh my God, he's listing lazily to the left. This guy knows some maneuvers. If anyone listening to this hasn't watched the Family Guy Star Wars trilogy parody, it's excellent.
Oh, they're great.
Mm-hmm.
Who's shooting at the TIE fighters? No one's manning the guns.
Don't know.
Oh, remote cannons. Okay, that explains it.
Why didn't he use that in A New Hope?
They're less accurate, obviously. They didn't hit anything.
Yeah, true.
I feel like that they're... here I am trying to make excuses for this.
And we're back on Kashyyyk.
I will remember you.
Who's this asshole?
It was like Tarkin's brother.
Yeah. It's Tarkin's brother, Farkin. Farkin ice hole.
Take off, you hoser. What about Chewbacca? This better be my Amazon package.
No, it's the Wookiee Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh,
have you heard
God.
Of our Lord and Savior?
You're gonna let the Wookiee with dementia open the freaking door. Hi, I'm Cox Cable.
Proton pack.
Sorry, I'm late. I lost my glasses and couldn't find the place.
Yes.
Yeah. What was that sound?
I don't know.
Oh.
Here's your box of thermal detonators. Go play with these.
Just don't pull any of the pins. They're all active.
Here's your electric shaver. Gross.
Oh, inappropriate.
How dare you say that to me?
It's a BB gun. I know it.
This is painful. We're still not at 30 minutes yet.
I know. I just checked it.
Are you kidding me?
We're about to be in 12 seconds.
I've already had to walk away from it. An Amiga.
No, it's a light bright.
Pornography.
Y'all couldn't have sprung for the Atari?
It's a boombox that also makes toast.
Here's some Run DMC for you.
You could toast your bread and rock out.
Oh, here we go. Here's the virtual sex scene.
That's nasty.
And cue Barry White.
Bow, 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 bow. Bow, bow.
Now we have a song number.
And now a song.
Take a nap. Live from early 80s Epcot.
Again, what purpose does this serve?
None. Absolutely
Adding
none.
Adding the runtime. So they can sell more commercials.
So they can sell Tide and Brewstuff. Old Spice.
General Motors was one of the big sponsors of this, and I don't see that many was people buying cars after this.
Some Calgon. Finally, we're after the... we're over 30 minutes at this point.
Man, the animatics for Avatar are just awful.
James Cameron saw this when it aired and like, you know what? This gives me a great idea. I can't do it for another like 40 years.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I'm just in awe of how absolutely terrible this is. Ooh. Sexy.
Really?
What?
Okay.
This is really inappropriate.
Yeah, it really
I'm feeling
is.
Very uncomfortable right now.
I think so.
Like, imagine you're a little kid and you love Star Wars and you're watching this with your parents. You're like, what is happening?
Like, yeah, you're never watching that Star Wars
is what's happening.
And then your dad grabs your mom and runs to the bedroom.
It got to this part, and my mom and dad went to their room to wrestle.
And that's how your little brother was made.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
That did bear repeating. Nice.
Oh, we got a glitch.
That's awful.
His fur is sticky.
Ew.
You know, I just have to ask, you know, most people, whenever they have like a fantasy woman, I suppose, I assume that it's like from somebody that they know in actual life.
Yeah.
Who is this to him?
Is this Doja Cat?
I That's actually really funny because she does kind of look like Doja Cat.
She does.
A kaleidoscope of life is a never-ending world of color.
Every day is a winding road.
And here's where everyone falls asleep.
Star Wars!
Dun, dun, dun!
Man, they really screwed it up with those sequel movies. George Lucas would have never.
You gotta love those 70s fades.
I don't even know what to say at this point. It's just, it's so awful. And it's, they could have at least licensed a song that people knew.
I mean, they could have done a concert with the band from the cantina.
Yeah.
Play that jizz music.
Figuring Dan.
Wait, now I get it.
The modal nodes.
Music is always sexual in Star Wars.
Any requests? Play that same song.
Can I pause this for a second and ask, could you play The Bad Touch by the Bloodhound Gang? No.
Oh, okay.
And the great part is we still have like 45 minutes left.
How much Saving Abel do you know? I'm going into all these obscure 90s, 2000 fans.
This had to have been really awkward to film. Like, as awkward as it is to watch, just imagine, like, filming her in front of a green screen.
Yeah.
Just singing to the camera.
I wonder if they told her what she was doing. This is going to be
for
she's
in a different show.
Yeah. She probably thinks she's going to be in, like, some, you know, CBS holiday Christmas thing. It comes out and she's like, what the fuck is all this?
What's all this then?
And I am putting the explicit tag because I'm dropping some bombs today.
As you should.
Yeah, because this is terrible and it makes me curse. I would literally rather be watching anything right now than this.
Well, we're at 37 minutes and 5 seconds.
The film from the boat trip from Willy Wonka playing in the background.
Yeah. Beheading chickens and.
That's right.
Slugworth. Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. So trippy.
Man, VR has come a long way.
God, is this part over yet?
A couple of hours.
I could have watched the Lord of the Rings it's... extended edition during that.
I feel like my sight is going. Oh, there we go. All right.
Hey, look, it's C-3PO, kids.
Yay! We know who that is.
And Carrie Fisher. Right. Carrie Fisher adding up what they're paying her for being here.
Yay!
I don't wish. Thank you.
I don't.
I am high as a kite.
I'm so coked out right now.
have to give Han's whole name so she knows which one she's talking about.
Yeah.
Not Han Duo, Han Solo.
Can you put Han Solo McGillicuddy on the screen, please?
Han Danger Solo.
She has less eyeliner on than Mark Hamill did.
Accurate.
They used
it all.
Would
you like to sext if you are alone?
I'm surprised C-3PO doesn't have eyeliner on.
Are you in
my coffee up.
Are you in danger? Blink once for yes, twice for no.
Weren't you on the honeymoon
with Chewbacca?
What? I'd appreciate it if you could get me the fuck out of this special.
I am your local smut dealer.
Poor Carrie Fisher. You know she's sitting there thinking, like, why am I here?
You know, the reason why she said yes to this is because of she wanted to get more work as a singer. So she figured that this would be no time like the present.
I forgot she had a singing number. Why did you remind me? Now I'm going to be anticipating that this whole time.
Meanwhile, on the Century Pigeon.
I'm going to make a t-shirt of that. The Millennium Falcon to put Century Pigeon. How much am I getting paid to do this? Oh, man, I don't know how much I'm getting paid to do this hunk of crap.
My favorite Harrison Ford moment will always be at Star Wars Celebration when the interviewer asked him, because the Solo movie was coming out, and they were like, are you curious to see how someone puts their spin on a character you made so famous? And he's like, not really.
Yeah, not really, yeah.
He doesn't give a shit about
no,
anything.
No, he doesn't.
Oh! Hello! My dun, God, da, if I knew you were coming, I would have started
dun, dun,
coffee.
Dun.
Man, this is why I love Disney World. Look at the immersion.
Hey, you might be wondering why I've gathered you all here today.
It's exactly, Admiral.
I am wondering that myself.
It's Admiral Bill.
Well, you see here, I see a bunch of Chewbaccas.
This guy was working the gate of the 20th Century Fox Studios, and they needed somebody real quick to come in and
he
play
like
an Imperial
Kevin
officer.
Feige for a moment.
A little bit, yeah.
Show me your peepers.
Man, you were really looking at their unit.
Take as long as you want on your dramatic pauses, because we got to fill 2 hours. Hey, Ralphie boy.
You're watching WHIO TV Channel 7, Dayton, Ohio.
Whoop. You don't need to see my identification. You're not a Jedi asshole. Are those swans?
Stop looking at me, Swan. It's an older paper sub, but it checks out.
Hey, I found their weed hidey hole.
Okay, well.
Nope, no weed in here.
Why the whimpering? It's like he knows he's in this movie.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Poison it. Why'd you say it like that? They can all hear you.
Hey, that's my boombox.
Throw on some Beastie Boys.
Yeah, I was going to say my Beastie Boys tape is in there.
You gotta fight.
No sleep till turning.
That's it. Turning. It's a transformer.
I think I see a transformer.
Sound wave roll out.
It's like watching my grandfather try to turn on the VCR.
Trying to get this Nintendo hooked up.
Oh, for the love of Christ. Are we about to see a Jefferson Starship thing?
Yes, we are. Live from the Imagination Pavilion.
We are 46 minutes in.
Hey, it's that video game, Time Cowboy, or whatever it was called.
Is it Time Cop?
No.
Did they cut the Jefferson? They did. I think they cut the Jefferson Starship.
Good. I'm not sad about that.
Now, I could be wrong. You know, it could be just poorly edited, which, how would that be possible?
Scrolling ahead, I am not seeing it.
Out of all the performances that they cut, why that one? I'll take her lower area.
It looks like the Boba Fett portion's been cut too.
Oh,
I know.
See, this is why we should have got the longer one.
No, you see, this is not why we should have watched the longer one, because I couldn't take another 30 minutes.
I mean, I'll cut out the good part.
Hey, it's Simon.
Anybody watching this? I'm gonna write my slash fiction. Yeah, that's where the cartoon would have been.
Why did they cut it?
Who knows, but I'm not complaining.
I am, because that was a good part. That's like saying, you know, well, I didn't want to extend, you know, this.
No, here's the cartoon.
Oh, there's the cartoon. There is a cartoon.
Oh.
No, they cut it.
Why?
It like the pieces of shit that they are. Pull my ass.
Well, we could go back and rewatch the full version if you guys want to.
No!
No, it's okay.
See, this is what happens when you try to take shortcuts.
I'm okay with it.
This is like finding out that you're going to have a severe beating, and then somebody's going to give you a handy, and then more severe beating, but then they decide that you want to cut the handy for time.
Excellent comparison.
Headless Bantha is my new band.
I'm just running out of things to say about this. It's just...
It's like, we're just in awe. Not in good awe. Not even a good plot, sir.
So did you find a good plot? No, sir.
You sloppy piece of shit. And also, clean your ass a little better. There's Matt back there.
You got dingleberry, son.
The dinglest of berries.
I ain't ever seen a berry dingle like the berries you have that dingle.
This thing would be 20 minutes if they didn't have us watch every step everyone ever took.
Yeah. I know, it's like Lord of the Rings. We don't have to see every step of the journey.
At least Lord of the Rings had a montage.
True.
Of walking. Oh no. My Bantha. They broke my Bantha.
This is painful.
Now, somebody call Doc McStuffins.
Even with all that stuff cut out, we still have 30 minutes left.
Well, at least we have B. Arthur coming up.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go answer some emails.
I just throw Fortnite on and have a battle royale while this is going on.
I'm going to go order a PS5, deliver it, set it up.
The thing that finally got you to get a PS5, the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Right. Out of all things.
I think I might paint a wall in here and just watch it dry.
Oh, speaking of which, you know, I've been playing a lot of the Lego Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use your, because they turn all the little characters into minifigs. And all of the Star Wars characters that I have purchased are minifigs, and it's really cute.
That's cool.
I am Boba Fett running around building my village, and it's a really fun time. It reminds me of a reviewer called it a cross between Valheim and Breath of the Wild. I don't know how.
I never played Valheim.
Accurate that is. It's one of those resource management survival games.
Oh.
So you have to find resources and craft items to stay alive. I'm a little irritated because I had to travel legitimately 30 minutes, 15 to 30 minutes, I don't know how long it was, to find a desert to find some of the materials I needed. And then I immediately died from some giant creature that was there, and all my materials are now stuck there, and I have to figure out how to get over there and get it.
What's this guy trying to sell?
I was just going to say, like, is that a bag of weed? Oh, good, they cut it.
Cut it! Thank heavens.
I'm not
that
angry.
That part's gone.
No, I'm not either.
That's gone, no.
Oh, and we have Harvey Korman now Me Too-ing
Sexually
Beatrice
assaulting
Arthur.
Bea Arthur.
I called her Beatrice because that's what she was billed as Beatrice. In the show. Because we all know her as Beatrice Arthur.
Beatrice Arthur.
I just got done smoking 18 packs of cigarettes before we shot the scene.
How did they get a 3D printed picture?
Like, oh, and by the way, thank you all for being a friend.
Hey, Greedo's supposed to be dead.
Your head looks like a butt.
Butt head.
We have Butthead and Taint Face and
Satan.
Not today, Satan.
Not today, Satan.
Didn't you watch the first movie, No Blasters in the Cantina?
Yeah.
No blasters.
No blasters. Hey, it's the Cantina Band.
Are they going to play for us? No.
And then we'll have a square.
I like to think they're the warm-up to comedy night at whatever cantina this is.
Right. I thought for a second someone was mooning us, but it's just that guy's head.
It's karaoke night at the cantina.
Star Wars!
Nothing but Star Wars!
Thank you.
Did B. Arthur ask to sing in this, or was she asked to sing in this?
She just started doing.
The answer is yes. That's why she had the 18 packs of cigarettes before they started.
I'm gonna sing.
I'm pouring this orange juice in your lap.
One for me and one for my homies.
Some tang for you and some tang for you.
Sorry, we're out of blue milk. The only other thing we have is tang.
Hey, it's the jazzy version of the jizz.
Jazzy jizz is my favorite.
That's
DJ
a giant
jazzy jizz.
Fucking
Fresh
rat.
Prince is my favorite band.
That thing is slightly horrifying.
And that's why she failed her health inspection.
I didn't know you were here, Remy.
Oh,
you wanna
mommy.
Work in the kitchen?
How I love you. How I love you.
Sir, I think you've had enough.
I don't know what you are, but get the fuck out.
Well, you don't have to curse so much. Cut. The mask is supposed to go under the shirt.
Oh, my God.
Star Wars.
I have the descendants on 12 citizens.
He really likes you.
Let's go put those suction fingers to use.
Jazz hands. Or in this case, jizz hands. Michael Myers' younger brother.
Hey, you're on the wrong set. You're supposed to be over on Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, sorry.
It's Michael Myers' younger brother, Mitchell.
Mitchell Myers.
Well, where'd they go? Could it be that my singing drove everyone out of the bar?
This is the strangest start to an orgy I've ever seen.
Could you imagine walking in right now?
I'd walk right back out.
Yeah, Luke
I'd pull
walks
Grandpa
in.
Simpson and just do a loop and walk right back out.
Yep, Luke walks in, walks right back out.
I thought this was the toughest place in the galaxy. It looks like a cabaret.
Well, Obi-Wan was right. We'd never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
I love how he's taking the cups from everybody.
Yeah.
These are not souvenir cups.
No open containers outside the bar.
And now so I'm alone. And now
thank
the
God,
orgy
we have less
starts.
Than 20 minutes left.
To be frank, this is not as bad as the rest of the show has been.
No, it's not.
Yes, we had a lot to make fun of in this section.
Aren't you a tall glass of water?
Only 19 minutes left. We can do it, fellas.
So close.
Wait. Are you 12? Where's your identification? Come back!
You don't need to see my identification.
I already drank. Suck it, old lady. Where's Betty White when you need her?
And that was the last time I did acid.
Excuse me.
Freaking peeping Toms over there.
Right?
Hey, is that E.T. for, Atari on the screen?
Did we have to watch that entire transition?
And that really long antenna for that little radio.
Man, how'd they go from Gillette razor-sized communicators to that?
Yeah, I know. That antenna was like 8 feet long.
Get us. Poke the guy he was talking to in the eye.
He needed an antenna.
Poke your eye out, kid.
Because they had bad Wi-Fi there.
The precursor to a hotspot.
You're a lone stormtrooper in a house with three Wookiees. You can stay here.
Bet you'll miss me if you try to shoot me.
Those stairs don't look Don't look sturdy.
I know. I was looking at that. He was like going up the stairs and everything was kind of bouncy.
They were shaking.
Dun, dun, dun.
70s building code at work.
Hey, his leg armor isn't shut all the way. They need to fix that. Go back, fix
sure,
it in
you're
post.
Not in uniform. I know a lot of people in the 501st that can fix that for you.
I know you're supposed to identify with Lumpy, but I kind of wish he would just shoot him right now.
Was sir, he playing Battleship by himself? It kind of looked like it.
It sounds like E.T. when he's scared. Oh, you done fucked up now.
You just pulled a gun on my kids, you mother...
Why is he not shooting him?
That's a good question. So Han could sneak up on him?
Do the Vulcan neck pinch.
Judo chop!
I didn't kill my wife!
That was by far the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Ever. Yeah. Harrison Ford, you should be ashamed of yourself.
The check cleared anyway.
Chewbacca, next time don't use particle board on your railing.
Yeah, we're like 1,000 feet up. Don't you?
I can't believe your son was walking on this earlier.
It's apparently made of cardboard. Yeah, I had a car payment I had to make, so that's why I had to be here.
Yeah.
Harrison, you are far too good an actor to be here. What are you doing? Like, this is the only performance I've believed this whole time. Yes.
Oh, God.
Goodbye, you ugly sumbitch.
Hey, you're the man who takes my father away for years at a time.
Like, to be fair, your dad does owe me a life debt. As long as he's going to choke him.
Yeah, no, it was just like, I'm going to choke you.
Choke slam. That's the choke slam from hell.
By God, he is broken in
half. He fell right through that particle board.
Chewbacca just choke slammed Han Solo all the way to hell.
Is Chewbacca threatening his family with the bowcaster? He's like looking at him really menacingly.
He's got that Rick Benoit look about him.
Oh my God. I was thinking the same thing, so I can't really say anything.
Dad, that's the first thing I've understood this whole time. Look at that sexy beast.
Sexy beast, baby.
Brown chicken, brown cow. Yeah.
This is really uncomfortable.
They're both
now we've reached
nude.
The PG-13 portion of the episode.
Let's watch these naked creatures fondle each other, son, friend, sons.
Hey,
Lumpy,
kids,
this is how you were made.
Hey, kids, you ever seen bear sex?
FBI, open up!
Have you heard of our Lord and Savior? Anakin Skywalker?
Get him!
Hey, Chewy boy.
Twelve minutes left.
Oh my God, I was kind of hoping we were just about to
hit.
It
seems like it's wrapping up, though. It's Flarkin.
Flarkin ice hole.
I know Empire hadn't come out yet, but they should have thrown in a clip of Billy Dee just going, "How you doing, Chewbacca?"
Mm-hmm.
And then he just walks off.
Buddy. Art Carney's character is like the prototype of Lando Calrissian. He was written as a possible.
Really?
Yeah, as a possible Lando type character.
Well, now I want to see a version of Empire with Art Carney as Lando Calrissian. Lando Calrissian. We're going to need you to show a lot of chest, Art.
How do you feel about exposing your nipples? Scratchy?
Itchy and scratchy show!
I don't know. I would argue that this is more violent than any Itchy and Scratchy I've ever seen.
From a psychological standpoint, yes.
Chewie's like, well, we got to eat up in here.
We got that bantha loin. The traditional holiday bantha loin.
He just smells. Is that bantha loin?
I can't even tell what they're holding. Are those crystals?
Throw me the idol. I throw you the whip. Yeah, it's so blurry. I can't even see what it is.
And now we begin the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Like somebody saved this to a Nokia flip phone and then uploaded it to YouTube.
Are those the Shankara stones?
Yes.
Bring back to us.
Kalima.
Kalima.
Ma.
Oh, Shakti Day.
Meanwhile, in a fever dream. It's amazing how much weight you lose when you put on a robe.
Dink, dink. Dink, 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 dink. Dink, dink.
Dink,
dink. Dink, 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 dink.
And they all die.
Referencing a much better movie.
Into the cosmic grape-flavored gumball.
Are we supposed to understand what's happening right now?
Of course not.
I don't think we're supposed to understand any of it.
Hey, it's Eyes Wide Shut.
Everybody standing around holding their balls. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Hey, it's characters we all know.
So what are we doing inside of the Universe of Energy attraction? That's a lot of Epcot references for one commentary.
I'm for it. Yeah, Chewie, you don't need to wear the actual Chewbacca costume. You just need to put this red toga on and your mask.
And we'll just put the mask, yeah.
Hey, Jesus, it's Chewbacca.
Her pumps are flipping everywhere. What the hell?
How you doing there, Chewie? I'm glad I could be here. I'm so high right now.
And now a Joni Mitchell song. But anyway, here's Wonderwall.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
I can't feel my face if I'm with you.
Oh my God, it's happening.
Yep.
Oh, Carrie. Oh, Carrie, what are you doing?
Take it in, everyone.
Soak in it, everybody. Let it wash over you.
Look, it's fine. At this point,
it's fine.
I've been through worse today.
Look at Harrison Ford's face. He's just like, what am I doing here?
Like Mark Hamill washed his face between me.
I hope they kill me and my character before the next movie.
Why is Archie checking out C-3PO's ass? And
I'm
now
looking
Chewbacca
at this like
thing.
I'm looking at this like I'm watching it, but I can't believe it's a real thing.
I know people in 1978 probably watched this and woke up the next morning and was like, did that happen?
Did I have an hour and a half fever dream?
You know what's really funny? The last time this ever aired wasn't the first time it aired. It actually aired several times afterwards in other countries. The most recent being on Christmas Day, 1981, in Brazil.
We're sorry.
Could you imagine
Brazil
watching this on Christmas morning?
I couldn't imagine watching this now. You
can't do that. It's going to ruin Christmas.
Did they remove the sound, or is this?
I think the song's over. I don't know what's happening.
You know what it is? It's probably the Star Wars theme, and they can't automatically muted it.
Let's add it in ourselves, fellas.
Meanwhile, in a better movie.
What a piece of junk. And he's talking about this whole special. Let's just show random scenes from the movie. Hey, kids. A good movie.
Good against a remote is one thing. Good against the living, it's something else.
Look at the size of that thing.
The thing.
That's what she said.
It's so weird watching this with no sound.
Yeah,
it really is.
Hey, Ben.
I farted.
I bet Chewbacca's farts smell awful.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder how many farts he pounded into that chair of the Millennium Falcon. Han's like, oh my God, Chewie, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, because when the sound came back, it was the very end of the Star Wars theme.
Yeah.
Oh, is this
darn
credits?
Copyright.
Please tell me this is credits.
And now the final half.
That was the prologue. Now let's begin the holiday special.
Oh my God. That's nightmarish. That's what hell is. Hell is just having to watch this over and over.
Let's all pray to our Lord and Savior.
Anakin Skywalker.
Kylo Ren.
Our supreme leader.
Oh, Danu, and all of your wisdom.
And we sit down to our meal of stormtrooper stew.
Wouldn't it be something if they all worship Jesus?
Jesus shows up all of a sudden. Like, wow, this took a turn.
Hey, guys, sorry I'm late.
Oh, thank God.
Guys, we did it.
Oh, my God. Imagine if we were watching the unedited version, we would still have 20 minutes left. I know you guys are probably disappointed out there that we didn't watch the full version, but I'm not, and I don't care. We're done. We did it. We never have to do this again.
And that was the whole goal, really.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Bruce Valanche. Oh, my God. They should have known better.
Dude. That's even worse than I remember. Anthony Mackie. Oh, no, Bob Mackie.
Anthony Mackie wasn't born yet. What?
What? Flying high. Never heard of any of those people. That was weird.
That's going to be our next commentary.
Oh, my God,
we're
going to
watch what happened after the show ended.
We made it. We made it, guys.
Yep, we did it.
Let's go around the room. Derek, thanks. Thoughts?
That was pretty good.
I enjoyed hanging out with you guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
I will say that.
Because it's less painful when you're with other people.
Yes.
Whenever you're having hardships, it's always good to have people to support you.
Yes.
What about you, Wally? What are your thoughts?
I am never going to watch that again. It's unless a large sum of money is involved. Because that is painful.
Usually when something is that bad, it's fun to watch, like, in a social setting to make fun of it,
yeah.
You know, like what we're doing here. But even what we're doing here, I would never want to do this again. Even though I love you guys, I don't think I could share watching this again. Even if we were all together in the same room, I don't think I would have done checked out like 3 minutes in.
Yeah, no, I've done that before where I'm like, you know what, this is probably not that bad. And then I start it and it's like, yeah, no.
It is as bad as I remember.
I mean, you gave me a copy of this years ago, probably somewhere in the early 2000s, like between 2000 and 2002, I would say you gave me a copy of this to watch. And I remember hating it then and not knowing what was happening. I hate it even worse now because it did happen. This happened, guys. So I don't even know what to say about it. That's just.
I'm just happy that, you know, we got it done.
We can say we did it.
We no longer have to do.
It's.
And honestly, I think this is one of our better commentaries.
Yeah, but I mean, still, this is. It's insane that this got released to the public. Like, what?
Yeah.
What were they thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's above my pay grade.
Yeah, I mean, we're all kind of stunned at the moment. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
But Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy life day, everyone.
Let's go around the room and say our goodbyes. Derek, well, we'll start with our illustrious fact checker, Mr. Wally Phelps. Wally, say goodbye to everybody and tell them where to follow you.
Goodbye, you pieces of not. You can follow me at The Real Big Wall most places. You know, I'm trying to get away from X because that place is
it's awful.
Place of human excrement. A cesspool of.
It's the holiday special.
Every time I click on it, it feels like I'm at a party that is being thrown by someone I hate. So it is not the best, but I'm on Blue Sky. I'm on Threads. I am anywhere that you want me to be. Also, check me out on. Our new show coming up soon, Ready to Believe You, and we're going to talk about ghosts and ghost busting, so that's going to be fun, but yes.
Awesome, can't wait for that. Derek, tell everybody what's going on with you.
Yeah, you can follow my other show, The Derek Diamond Experience, at linktree.com/ddiamondpodcast. Everything's there from, you know, social media links to YouTube channel to podcast feed. Yeah, you can just head there to check out what I've been up to.
And check me out at the Open Micers podcast, at Open Micers everywhere that you can, all social media, at Open Micers, openmicers.com. We got some really good guests over the past couple months, had some really good shows. So go check it out if you need a comedy podcast in your life. And thank you to the patrons for giving us money every month. And we hope you enjoyed this torture that we went through today for you guys. And that's all I got to say. Merry Christmas. Happy Life Day, everybody, as it were. And if you want to email us at nerdcaveretro@gmail.com. We're at nerdcaveretro.com, which is our link tree that takes you to all the places you need to go. All of our socials. We have Cash App up there. We have PayPal. If you don't want to do Patreon, but you'd like to give us some money, go ahead over there. We got a couple of buttons to give us some cash. Hard cash. Or you can go to ncrmerch.com, where we got t-shirts, hats, stickers, magnets, bags, mugs, whatever your nerdy heart desires. If you can't do any of that, I know everybody's broke these days, go give us a review and or a 5-star rating on all podcasting platforms. Derek, tell them what it's all about.
Happy Life Day, everyone.
I don't even have an ending to tag on that because it was so terrible. Happy Life Day, everybody.
This podcast is a Zoo House LLC production.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.